This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Celine Tien, the founder and chief executive officer of Flowly. The company's app is designed to help manage chronic pain, stress, and anxiety. And Celine, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You bet, and certainly our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details, Celine. So tell us, for starters, what is Flowly's overall mission?
Yeah, Flowly's mission is to bring traditionally inaccessible therapies into the hands of the people who need them the most. So our initial population we focus on are people with chronic pain, people with anxiety and mental health challenges, and we want to give them a tool that they can use on a daily accessible basis to help them manage everything from physical to psychological pain.
And certainly timely to have this resource in the midst of all that we're going through right now globally, so this is awesome. How does your app help reduce stress? How does that work?
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting platform. So we're a mobile app. We focus on pain and anxiety management. And what we do is we offer these short interactive experiences that actually engages people in something called biofeedback for relaxation training. Essentially, what that means is through your phone, through different interactive features and using your phone camera, we're actually able to show you how your body is doing in real time, including things like your heart rate, your respiration, your heart rate variability. And we walk you through these really fun and relaxing exercises centered on breathing and mindfulness. And as you do that, you're able to see how your body changes as you're relaxing. And that feedback in of itself is actually going to teach you how to better regulate your nervous system, which is key to managing pain and anxiety and stress that you might be experiencing on a daily basis, but essentially given this very, very uncertain time.
Now, Celine, I also understand you have created a special hashtag Breathe Together experience for managing stress, especially related to the corona pandemic stress here. Talk to us about this.
Yeah, so when we had this app out, we initially were in a closed beta, but then when coronavirus hit the U.S., we got a huge surge in engagement and people asking us if they could try the product because there was so much anxiety going around, which is completely understandable. So we ended up teaming up with Global Giving such that every and all sessions that's completed on our app, we will be donating 50 cents per session to their coronavirus relief fund, which is donations going directly to medical supplies for hospital workers, bringing doctors and nurses to the front line, you know, food kits for families and children in need. So it's really, really needed at this moment. But at the same time, you're able to engage in these really accessible 5-minute breathing exercises that at the same time is helping you, but also helping other people. So essentially, when you breathe, we donate for you. So it's a chance for you to kind of relax, take 5 minutes out of your day to calm down, relax, and then help others in your community as well.
And you gotta love it. It's hashtag Breathe Together. Today we are with Celine Tien, the founder and chief executive officer of Flowly. The company's app is designed to help manage chronic pain, stress, and anxiety. And she's joined us here today here on eHealth Radio's health news and stress management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, taking it further, talk to us more about the Breathe Together experience.
Yeah, so with the coronavirus release, we have a specific Breathe Together experience that we mentioned. It's just 5 minutes of an interactive breathing exercise. However, in the rest of the app, you got to try a more immersive experiences. So there's an intro session pack that's 8 sessions each, 5 minutes. Anybody can access it if you download the app. And it'll walk you through exercises like putting your finger on the back of your phone camera, and that's where we show you your heart rate variability, and you're able to see how your heart rate changes with better mindfulness and breathing exercises. Then when you subscribe, we actually send you a VR headset, so a virtual reality headset that you can slip your phone into, and you're able to do all of these exercises and experiences in virtual reality. So you'll literally be on the beach with aurora lights above you, in the forest, by the lakeside. It's these beautiful environments, but at the same time, you're learning to relax and control your nervous system because the entire environment is gamified to your body. So you're controlling what the environment looks like as you do better and better in these exercises.
Celine, such a creative app, and really appreciate your joining us here today. We also thank you for what you're doing in the health space as well. Where can our audience access the Flowly app and get further details as well?
Yeah, so as of this week, we are on the Apple App Store, and you can also go to our website, www.flowly.world, and you can learn more about us, download the app from there, and we'll be having an Android version out later this year. So right now, we're just on the Apple App Store.
And of course, that certainly sounds easy enough and straightforward as well. Celine, one last question for you before you go. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share or anything else we should be aware of in regards to Flowly?
I think at this moment, there is just so much, there's so much anxiety and so much stress going around that whether or not you use the Flowly app, our team just wants to impart the idea of taking 5 minutes out of your day to just breathe. Focus on your breath and give yourself that space to take care of your mental health, because it's so key to how we're going to be managing the next few months. Flowly is a great way to do that, but if it's not through Flowly, please do it on your own as well.
It's such a great place to conclude today. Again, thank you for all you're doing, Celine, and thanks so much for being a part of eHealth Radio today. All the best.
Thanks, Eric. Have a good one.
Hey, you too, Celine. We've been speaking with Celine Tien, the founder and chief executive officer of Flowly. The company's app is designed, as you've heard, to help manage chronic pain, stress, and anxiety, and such timely to have access to this. And for more information, simply visit flowly.world. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we do invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.